the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure, and provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is today's special. So welcome. Today we're going to speak about how to manage stress in Islam.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an, fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an, fi ma sa'ina.
Grateful today for difference and change, for all colors and shades, 'cause you made it this way. وهبتنا النبراس في حب كل الناس أغبط لنا إحساس أنت هالينا.
Today, Tuesday, is the 26th of Rabiul Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Aban, 1400 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of November 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is a chapter read from the Holy Quran, verse 28. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
What point we learn from this ayah? Those who acknowledge the unity of Allah and accept His attributes and the prophetic mission of His Prophet and embrace whatever has been revealed from Him, and their hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, allow Allah to soothe their hearts regarding His blessings and rewards with the thought of Him and of His grace and favors, for Allah's promise is decisive, and nothing will soothe the anxious hearts better than His divine truthful promises. Listeners, to remember Allah does not mean merely paying lip service to Him, though it is one of the clear examples of thinking of Him. For what counts is thinking of Allah in all circumstances, in particular at the time of committing sin. Strong faith in Allah protects us from all sorts of physical and mental stress, sorrow, anxiety, and despair. When a person suffers from a deficiency of faith in Allah, he or she may feel more inclined towards evil deeds. It will be challenging for them to commit good acts because low faith seizes the productivity of their life. And while we highly recommended getting professional help if you are suffering from depression or stress, there are also some steps that you can take from the Islamic perspective. It is important to take both their religion, and dunya, worldly affairs, together, which is why both medical and religious help should be utilized by Muslims.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to confront stress or how to manage stressful situations. At the same time, we find that many people may say that we can't do anything for managing stressful situations. In some cases, we may not be able to manage those stressful situations, yet in many cases, we find that having firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everybody feel quite comfortable. And even in stressful situations, it helps people feel that there's nothing to worry about. In the life and times of the infallible Imams and the divine prophets, we find that Since they had belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in its complete form, they managed stressful situations. For example, we find that in the case of the Prophet Abraham, as it's called in Arabic, when we find that the Prophet Abraham was arrested and he was thrown into a very huge fire, Abraham had no worry. I mean, he wasn't worried about anything because he did throughout his life, he did everything just for the sake of the divine satisfaction, for the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was sure that he never made any mistake and he wasn't worried about anything. So we find that when he was thrown by a catapult into the fire, into a very big and huge fire, those people who were around him, some of them might be worried about his fate in that huge fire, huge and in fact infernal fire. Yet the Prophet Abraham himself was quite calm, and he retained his tranquility. It was because of his firm belief in the divine decision regarding him.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Again, like previous episodes of today's special, we'll look at the ways to lower our daily stress. One of them is doing breathing exercises. Breathing exercises are another excellent antidote for stress. When you feel really stressed out, try this for 5 to 10 minutes. Breathe in with your nose for 5 seconds. Hold your breath for 3 seconds then. Slowly breathe out through your mouth for a count of 7 seconds. This breathing exercise will calm your body and you will start to feel relaxed. Just remember to breathe with your belly, specifically your diaphragm, the muscle that sits just below your lungs, rather than your chest for more efficient breathing. Doing this regularly is good for a healthy body and mind. Studies have shown that doing a similar breathing technique while meditating for as little as 8 minutes a day can slow down the negative effects associated with aging.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.
Now, who are prone to stress? Although stress spares no one, including children, certain professions get more than their share. They include the salesperson, the stockbroker, the secretary, the inner city school teacher, the air traffic controller, the medical intern, the police officer, and those handling complaint departments. It is interesting to note that the qualities like being ambitious, compulsive, high-achieving, productivity-oriented are looked upon as signs of efficiency by the employer are also a personality trait, so dangerous to our health. So the art is to have these qualities with a cool personality in order to live happily and have a longer time. سید صالح القزوینی.
Today with technology, with medicine, we sometimes we feel that everything is in our hands. We feel that no, I don't need to pray. I'll go and work a little bit harder. I'm going to be able to make money. No, I don't need to, you know, follow the rules of Allah. I could go through science, through technology, through medicine, through what we have around us in modernity. There's no need for religion. With modernity, I could attain happiness and success. This is what we think. But up until the moment, we see that everything that we had our eyes on and we thought that we had a grip of life, we see that within a blink of an eye, it's all taken away from us. I thought I was healthy. I go to the doctor and he tells me you have 6 weeks left to live. I'm not healthy anymore. I thought I had the money, and then suddenly overnight I feel that all my money is gone. The stock market crashed, all my money is gone. Here, faith comes into play. The one who does not have faith, what do they go and do? They go and they ruin their lives. They start drinking. They start trying to find other forms of satisfaction. They go to drugs, drinking. Or sometimes they go and they take their own lives away. But then the one who has faith in Allah submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you submit to Allah, when you seek refuge to Allah, you're seeking refuge to a power that has given you everything that you have. You're seeking refuge to Arhamur Rahimeen, the most of the merciful. You're not going to this person or that person. You're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we feel that we do not have control of life, and in reality no one has control of life. In reality even the richest person does not have control. Within a blink of an eye, their whole lives could change right in front of them. You see a king, a powerful person, one day he's king, the next day they're carrying him and they're placing him in a grave. This person was the most powerful person. Suddenly everything is gone. All that power.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/yen. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and here is another thought-provoking saying from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, from his cousin and father-in-law, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O Ali, three characters are high moral standards. These are: regard for the one who ruptured relations with you, granting the one who deprived you, and pardoning the one who wronged you.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EN.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the teachings, or rather one of the higher teachings of Islamic ethics, is that a person is, you know, pushed and, you know, told to cover himself with the ethical qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What this term is, to become متخلق بأخلاق الله, that a person embodies those ethical principles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in himself. And one of those things is obviously that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, and one of the most important names that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name of Ar-Rahman, which is a mercy that is all-encompassing. It is a name that is general but very specific. We have this in other traditions. What does this mean? It means that it is something that includes everybody, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do it. And in this tradition that we would like to share with our dear listeners today, it is about this name of mercy, of rahmah, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to certain individuals a special type of this rahmah because of the actions that they do towards others. And this is very important, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, and he's telling us obviously via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that if you want to earn special favors from me, there is a manner in which you have to act with my creation. And we've mentioned this many times, of the four responsibilities and the four rights and the four responsibilities rather that a person has in this world. And one of them is against, or rather one of them is towards the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be they humans, animals, plants, inanimate objects, or whatever. So in this tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the All Merciful, Blessed and Most High, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has mercy on those who are merciful towards others. So anybody, and the hadith is clear, yeah, that when you have mercy, it does not mean that you only have mercy on your close friends or your family members or your children or your spouse or your close friends, no. So those who attain the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are merciful towards others. Have mercy on the dwellers of the earth. And this is important. The Holy Prophet says, doesn't say the Muslims or those who are monotheists or those who are theists. No. The dwellers, any person who dwells on the earth. And the Lord of the heavens will have mercy on you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to practice this rahmah and this mercy, and inshallah to attain that special mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved for His special servants. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear listeners of this program. As always, I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several interesting parts, all of them pertaining to the Holy Quran. At first, we're going to talk about a famous reciter of the Holy Quran, and then we're going to listen to a recitation of that famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation, and beside these parts, we're going to have some other interesting Quranic parts, which will be presented to you. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari, who was an Egyptian reciter who was born in Tanta in 1917. Mahmoud entered the Quran school at the age of 4. At 8, he had already memorized the whole Quran, and at 12, he entered the religious institute and learned the 10 qira'as, or recitations, in Al-Azhar University. When he was 25 years old, he went to Tanta and established himself as a reciter. He was the reciter at the well-known Ahmadi Mosque there. And then 10 years later, in 1944, he moved to Cairo and entered the official radio station as a reciter. This prominent Quran reciter and chanter of Aban passed away in 1980 at the age of 63. May Allah bless him. Now it's time to listen to the recitation of Surah At-Tin, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, by the fig and the olive, by Mount Sinai, and by this city of security. Verily, we created man of the best stature. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end. Then what causes you to deny the recompense? Is not Allah the best of judges?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العلي العظيم
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah At-Tin, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, as we've said before, one of the best reciters in terms of tajweed is Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Al-Husari. And that is why, probably why, he has many compilations of the whole Quran in both tajweed, mujawwad style, and also murattal style. And they're called Al-Mus'haf Al-Mu'allim. And this is because he has really good tajweed. Okay, the first verse we have the word at-teen and az-zaytun. Wat-teeni waz-zaytun. There's a big difference between the word at-teen and az-zaytun in terms of the first letter after alif lam for these two words. We have a ta in at-teen. And we have a zay or zay in the word zaytun. Teen, the ta has to be pronounced like a plosive, like a stop. And as a result, you don't spend too much time on this letter. Watini, wazaytun. We hold the z a little bit because it's a fricative. It's a weak letter. And so the timing is more.
Actually, it's the timing is the most, I think.
It's more, yes, it's the most, and for the ta is the least. Waturi, the ta has tafkhim because it's a letter of istirla. Waturi sinin, but the tafkhim is moderate, it's not too much. Like whenever you have an alif al mad, or if you have a fatha on the ta, the tafkhim would be a lot more in that case. For example, was-samaa'i wat-tariqa, the ta in at-tariq is a lot more. Or in a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, the ta has more tafkhim.
To apply to apply the moderate level of tafkhim, I think we have to take care not to involve lips in pronouncing this ta.
Yes, exactly. Because the mouth, the lips are rounded, automatically the tafkhim is lowered. Okay? طور. But whenever you open the mouth vertically, ba, ba, and the root of the tongue is also raised, and also the back of the tongue is raised toward the roof of the mouth, or the hard palate, and that increases the tafkhim a lot more. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. All of the letters in this verse are letters of istifal. They have to be pronounced with tarqiq.
Thinness.
With thinness. Verse 4. Now this is when we're going to have a lot of qalqalas in these two verses, 4 and 5. لَقَادَ. We have a dal with qalqala. So we have to allow the sound of dal to come back, to bounce back. And we should not trap the articulators in the place of articulation of dal. For example, if we say laqad, laqad, that's incorrect. Laqad, right whenever the articulator touches the place of articulation of dal, you should allow the articulator to retract, to come back. And the sound would be better heard in this way. Khalaqanal. Insan, khalaqna,
the
qaf has qalqala. Fi ahsani taqwim,
again we have qaf.
The qaf has qalqala. And the next verse, thumma radadnahu, radadnahu, the dal has qalqala. Now it's interesting that Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari does not stop at the end of verse 5. This is a point in Waqf wal-Ibtida. In order for the meaning to be more complete, if you do wasl in this verse, the meaning would be more complete because you're saying, and then the human being would be relegated to the lowest level. And if you stop, it's as if it applies to all human beings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you continue, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, other than those who believe and do good deeds, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. See? And then he continues again from إِلَّا الَّذِينَ. Of course, stopping at the end of verses is a sunnah of the Prophet, and there is no problem if you stop at the end of verses. But sometimes the meaning would be more complete. More complete. Not that it's incomplete if you stop at the end of this verse. But it would be better if you continue and say إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا right after أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ.
The final point, brother?
أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. We have another قَلْقَلَى. And verse number 7, we have فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. The عَيْن had no قَلْقَلَى, and also it has to be pronounced with tawassul, not with shidda.
Concerning timing of the letter.
And in order to do that, I think there's one way that'll really help. You first try to pronounce the ayn with rakhawa and quickly with shidda. Ba'du.
Ba'du.
See, it helps. Mm-hmm. It's like at the beginning, there is a rakhawa, but you quickly make it into a shidda, and this.
The result is something,
the result is something
tawassult.
Like tawassult.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو القرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbik wa an tuzi'ani shukrak wa an tulhimani dhikrak.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we started talking about the part of the supplication where Imam alayhi salam says, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. We said that the human's excessive belonging to the material issues has made him like a prisoner in these ruins of remoteness from the Almighty Allah, and he has to start a migration by this remembrance. But as the scholars suggest, there are three possible meanings for remembrance or dhikr. The first that we discussed was the sincere attention to the Almighty Allah, what is contrary to negligence. And this is what the most eminent figures in the history have sought the Almighty Allah's nearness and mercy. The second meaning was the Holy Quran itself, which we sufficiently discussed in the previous program and its different verses, because Almighty Allah, He Himself says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun." We have sent down the remembrance and we watch over it, and this remembrance is referring to Holy Quran and nothing else. Now, the third possible meaning for dhikr is the Prophet sallallahu and his household. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth Imam, has narrated an important tradition that includes a major issue and a lofty meaning. The late Kulayni, in his Kafi, has narrated this tradition as the opening to the chapter which is on excellence of Quran. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, explaining about the verse, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar wa ladhikrullahi akbar," prayer forbids indecency and dishonor, and Almighty Allah's remembrance is greater, he says, وَنَحْنُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَكْبَرُ, and we are Almighty Allah's remembrance, and we are greater. So, remembrance for sure means the Prophet ﷺ and 12 infallible Imams, who are the successors of the Prophet. They are not just the successors of him, but just the successors of belief, the successors of his morality, knowledge, his insight. They are the transmitters of the rules of the Holy Quran. They are the protectors of religion and Almighty Allah's trustees among people.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
These 12 Imams are actual manifestations of the Holy Quran, total embodiment of the Holy Quran, and humans' guides towards salvation, both in this world and hereafter. They are the reminders of reality. They are the realizations of Almighty Allah's attributes. And since they are the speakers of the Holy Quran, Imam Baqir alayhi salam stated, "We are Almighty Allah's remembrance. وَنَحْنُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ أَكْبَرُ," and we are greater. We have to know that our belief is not complete without accepting the guardianship and science of the infallibles. Without obedience to their orders, our morality would be corrupted. And without inclusion in their leadership, our needs would be insufficient. If we do not follow them, our world will be unorganized. and we don't want to be covered by Almighty Allah's wrath when we are dying. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the last moments of his life, told his nation, "Inni tarikun fikum al-thiqlain, I leave two invaluable things among you, Kitab Allah wa itrati ahl bayti, Quran and my household. وَإِنَّهُمَا لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْلِ These two would not be separated from each other until they are presented to me beside the river in paradise. And if you resort to these two precious things, you would never go astray after me." But dear listeners, you judge for yourselves what happened after the Holy Prophet ﷺ passed away. We will continue talking about this meaning of dhikr and remembrance in the next program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من طلب شيئا ناله أو بعضه.
Imam Ali said, "One who is in search of something will obtain it, at least a part of it." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We find in this book called Tadhkirat al-Huffaz by Sibt ibn Jawzi, where he has this passage talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is interesting, but you know, in this modern day, we seem to be stuck in this cycle of materialism and consumerism. We seem to be stuck in these waves of this great ocean of desires and wants and needs, which at times can never be fulfilled, and yet we still decide to pursue these things as if they were the purpose of our lives. So we find here that Imam Ali, he says that, "O people, break the stormy waves of mischief. Take the illusionary crown of honor off of your head. Abandon the